So we'll just have a quick word of prayer. We'll get into our study today in Revelation chapter 19. So let's pray.
现在祷告，然后很快就开始学习启示录的第十九章。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truths of God.
主啊，我们要为神的真理献上感恩。
And we're getting near to the end of the Bible, and the fact is that we're getting near to the end of the problems and the end of the trials, and it's beginning to be good news all the way.
主啊，我们也马上要学习到圣经的最后了，这里也是开始所有的麻烦，所有的问题，所有痛苦都要结束了，我们要开始一个新的天地了。
We're thankful that in the end, evil is defeated and the Lord Jesus Christ will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords and we'll enjoy him forever.
我们也非常感恩在圣经的最后呢，那个魔鬼被打败了，我们的主耶稣基督呢，会成为万王之王，万主之主，我们要跟他一起享受荣耀直到永远。
And so we give thanks for all this and pray that you will bless us now as we turn again to consider the great truths of God.
今天我们呢，向您先生感恩，我们也当我们继续呢，学习神的真理的时候，求您来帮助我们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们先生感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Very good. Well, it's Revelation 19 today, and Roy's just brought that up on the screen for us.
This is 启示录的第十九章.
Very good. So, we'll start out and we'll just make some comments as we go along. Lots of things have happened. And in the last couple of chapters, we have seen the Lord destroy, well, what's the word I want now? We've seen him dealing with the issue of this terrible world false religion called Babylon.
现在我们也来到了启示录的最后了，就是我们在这里看到呢，前面学的是主呢，他怎么去对付那个巴比伦的。And
so on the basis of Babylon's defeat, we get these praises coming out.
当那个巴比伦被打败了以后呢，我们就开始了这里的赞美。Okay,
so. Verse 1 says, after this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants.
刚才他读的是启示录第十九章第一节第二节，第一节说呢，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚，救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神，他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。
This is the false religion that has plagued the world really all the days since the days of Adam and Eve, but especially since the days of Nimrod.
那这个呢是一个大的那个伟的宗教，他们是呢就是说从亚当夏娃其实就已经开始了，但是主要是从那个尼米亚那里开始的。And
by and large, we don't always assume how bad false religion is.
所以呢，其实呢，我们在不是一直不是很知道那个 坏的宗教有多么的坏。
But it is going to be so bad, as we've been studying in Revelation, so bad that it will completely control and dominate the lives of all who are not in God's family.
但是那个启到到了启示录的时候呢，我们就知道了这个宗教有多么的坏，坏到一定程度呢。他已经开始主宰世界上的一切，甚至是在统治在神的子民之上。
So this is a great multitude in heaven who are rejoicing. They are probably those who suffered much under the terrible religious system of the world that was in place in these dark days. And they're going to be rejoicing when they realize that that evil system will be destroyed.
现在呢，这些呢，在天上欢呼的，大概就是那些人，他们在那个启示录后面那个黑暗的时候，他们承受痛苦的时候呢，当他们在天上看到呢，这个伟的宗教，大的宗教系统被摧毁以后呢，他们在天上欢呼。
So verse 3 says, and again they shouted, and they said, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever.
第三节说呢，他们又说呢，哈利路亚，烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
So there's great rejoicing. Hard to overemphasize the rejoicing in heaven over what was going on the earth.
所以呢，这是呢，在天上呢有极大的欢呼，有极大的喜乐。所以呢，这是在天上来说呢，在他们是很难描述的那种快乐，因为他们当时看到在地球上发生的一切。
And in verse 4, the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen, Hallelujah.
第四节呢，同样说呢，那24位长老与四活物就俯伏敬拜坐宝座的神说，阿们，哈利路亚。
Now, probably the great multitude that we read about in verse 1 and 2 and 3, that multitude is in many respects those who were converted to the Lord during the period after the church went to heaven.
所以呢，在第一节、第二节呢，我们读到的那些群众呢，大概就是那些在教会被提到天上以后呢，在地上大灾难期间呢，皈依主的那些人。
They suffered most greatly under the hand of the, of this false religious system.
他们呢，在这个大的伪的宗教系统的这个手下呢，受到了极大的痛苦的那批人。
But in verse 4, it's the 24 elders and the four living creatures. The 24 elders basically are representatives of the Old Testament and the New Testament Christians.
第四节说呢，那24个长老和四个活物，那么第24个长老呢，代表着所有的从旧约到新约时代的所有的基督徒们。
And so they will be rejoicing too, because the evil religions in the world have brought such heartache and sorrow and distress upon so many over the last several thousand years since Adam and Eve.
所以呢，他们呢也在欢呼，欢呼呢，就是因为这样的一个邪恶的宗教呢，他自从亚当夏娃以来，给世界呢带来的所有的痛苦、疾病和灾难。
And so verse 5 says, Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants who fear him, both great and small.
第五节说呢，又声音从宝座上来说，神的众人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
So we basically got three groups praising God now. Number one, the multitude, probably those who became believers in the Lord Jesus Christ During the tribulation period, that's group one.
那这里有三组人，三组人的第一组呢，就是第一前面的那一群群众，他们呢实际上呢就是说是大概是在大灾难期间呢信了主的那些人。
Group number two would be those believers who trusted in the Lord up until the rapture of the church, the Old Testament and New Testament believers.
第二组呢就代表的是那些在旧约时代信了主的还有新约时代信了主的那一些所有的基督徒被提到天上去的那一群基督徒。
And now you got the third group, it's the group that is represented by a voice from the throne. This would be the angelic people, those who, never were on the earth. They're the angels.And the angelic hosts of God, they are all united in worshiping.
这个呢就是说第三组人呢代表的呢他们是在天上的他们从来没有来到过地球是那些天君或者所有的天使在天上的。
And so this third group in verse 5, represented by a voice from the throne, they say, Praise our God, all you his servants.You who fear him, both great and small.
第三组人呢他就说呢他们说神的众仆人啊凡敬畏他的无论大小都要赞美我们的神。
All right, and now verse 6 says, Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters.And like loud peals of thunder, and they were shouting, saying, Hallelujah for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
第六节也就是说呢，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、打雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
Now, all along, since the days of Adam and Eve,We have been told that God is the one who reigns over the people of the earth.
因为自从亚当和夏娃以来，我们被告知的神是统治世界上一切地球上一切人的人神。
And we know that's the case because God says so.
我们知道这样一个关系呢，是因为神这么说的。
We know it's the case because we've seen instances in history and by the grace of God often in our own lives where God has shown that he is in charge and not the devil. We've seen illustrations of that.
因为我们知道这样一个关系呢是因为我们从过去的那些例子还有我们的人自身的人生里面的这些例子我们都知道是一切都是神在掌控一切的而不是魔鬼在掌控一切。
But now we're seeing almost an explosion of praise because the fact is God is going to assumeAbsolute control, and it's going to happen right now.
现在呢，我们听到一个爆发出来的这样的赞美，是因为我们的神呢，现在呢，他是已经处在一个绝对控制的位置上。现在呢，一切都要开始了。
It didn't happen when the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth the first time.
这个呢并没有在主耶稣基督来到地球上第一次来的时候那个时候发生。
And it hasn't happened since. Lots of problems in the world today.
因为自从那以后呢一直没有发生因为我们在世界上呢存在很多的麻烦。
But these verses are in anticipation of the Lord taking control and it's going to happen imminently.
所以这一节经文呢说呢我们所希望的神在绝对控制的这种状况呢马上就要发生了。
And so this great multitude not only say hallelujah for our Lord God omnipotent reigns, but verse 7, they say, let us rejoice and be glad, And give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
这一节经文呢，它不光是说是赞美神，说啊哈利路亚，我们的神作王了。第七节呢，同样说呢，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚期的时候到了，新妇也自然预备好了。
So there are two things that are happening. Number one, the false religion is going to be completely destroyed. And number two, the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be elevated to the point where they are going to be married to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There's going to be a wedding and not a funeral, but there's going to be a wedding and a destruction. The destruction comes just before the wedding.
这个呢里面呢其实在当时呢发生了两样的事情。第一件呢就是说这个伪的宗教系统在地球上被完完全全摧毁了。所有的基督徒信主的人呢在这个时候呢要被提升到一个位置，就是说是作为主耶稣基督新娘和主耶稣基督会结婚，这样呢就是这么大的一个喜乐呢实际上就是发生在一个大的摧毁，把地球上那个伪宗教摧毁以后，马上就发生这样一个喜乐的事情。
This false woman will be destroyed and the true bride will be exalted one and immediately after the other.
这个呢伪的这个淫妇呢马上就会被摧毁，那个真正的新娘呢马上会被提升下去，提升上去，这样的事情就是说那个一被摧毁，这个马上立即就发生了。
For the wedding, verse 7 says, the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride, that's the church, that's us, has made herself ready, fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear, fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the holy people.
这刚才呢这个七节和第八节说呢就是说因为羔羊的婚宴的时候新妇也为自己预备好了，预备好了呢第八节说呢就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Alright, so I don't know terribly much about brides, but I've been told that the bride is very excited before her wedding.
因为我对那个新娘呢并不了解，但是呢我知道新娘呢她在要结婚的那一天呢她是非常兴奋的。
And she spends a lot of time getting ready for the wedding.
所以呢新娘呢会花很多的时间来准备她的婚礼。
In particular, she puts aside, lots of lovely clothes,and in particular, a wedding dress.
特别的是呢那个新娘呢她会把一些很好看的衣服呢都穿着，特别是呢她要穿婚纱。
And that's all a very interesting picture.
这个呢都是一些非常有趣的画面。
But what's it got to do with you and me?
那么你我应该做什么呢？
If you and I,are the bride of Christ, then we're going to be married to him, and he will be married to us. What are you going to wear on your wedding day?
因为如果我们是主耶稣基督的新娘，我们准备嫁给他的时候，他准备来娶我们的时候，在那一天，婚礼的那一天，我们应该穿什么呢？
Okay, so the...Bride says, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy myself a really beautiful dress.
新娘说呢，我要出去，外出去为我自己买一些很美的衣服。
Our aunt was a dressmaker and, she used to make nice clothes for nice ladies.
所以呢，他的婶子呢是一个裁缝，他通常呢会为那些很美的妇女造缝一些很美的衣服。
And sometimes her customers would come to her and say, "I'm going to get married next April. I need a dress. Will you please make me a dress?
所以有时候呢一些女人呢来会找他说我这四月份要结婚，所以你可不可以给我做一些结婚的衣服。
But apparently, in the days of the Apostle John, when the book of Revelation was written, in those days, the girls often made their own dress.
通常呢在那个使徒约翰写启示录的那个年代呢，就是在启示录发生的那个时候呢，那个年代那些姑娘们通常是为自己准备衣服。
So, in parallel then, if you and I are the bride of Christ, the question to me is, Harold, what are you going to wear on wedding day?
现在同样的呢，如果我们是主耶稣基督的新娘，我问自己 Harold, 在结婚的那天你准备穿什么呢？
So I say, well, Lord, that's a pretty big question. Would you help me to do things today which will be righteous acts so that on wedding day I got something to wear?
因为我就说主啊，这是一个很难的问题，所以我说主啊，求您能帮助我现在去做一些善行，做一些公益的事情，这样呢可以准备好我在婚礼那天要穿的衣服。
So, the righteous acts we're told are fine linen.
所以呢，我们所行的义呢，被告知是那个光洁的细麻衣。
So apparently in the old days, you would get some flax and you'd get some filament from the flax and you would put it on a spinning wheel and you would create some linen.That could be woven into a dress to wear.
因为就是在那个时代呢，时代其实你会搞到一些亚麻，那些亚麻呢，然后呢，你把它人重新的就炼制过以后，然后你就会有得到那些很光洁的细麻布。
So the question would be, so how much linen did you create last week, Harold?
所以问题是 Harold, 上个星期呢你做了多少的细麻布呢？
And I might say, well, I tried to help some of the saints at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel last week.
所以呢我会说呢，我上个星期我在士族去帮助一些那些在16节福音教会的圣徒们。
And I read my Bible.Last week to learn more about the Savior.
所以上个星期呢，我读了我的圣经，我想知道更多的关于我们救主的事儿。
And I prayed. I went to prayer meeting and I prayed on my own. I did something last week for the Savior.
所以呢，我去了祷告会，我自己也祷告。所以上个星期呢，我为我的救主呢做了一些事。
How much?Linen did I produce last week?
所以上个星期呢，我生产了多少细麻布呢？
And some people give a lot of their time to the things of God because they want to be well dressed on wedding day.
所以有些人呢把他们大量的时间都献给神了，因为他们想在婚礼的那天呢穿得好看一些。
And other people, say, well, I'm not sure, I didn't spend much time for God last week, I spent my time doing my own thing.
所以有些人说呢，我不太清楚，因为上个星期我并没有花太多的时间在神那里，我花了很多时间为我自己。
And I have a friend who wasn't always an obedient teenager.
所以我一个朋友，他并不是一个顺服的青少年。
And, his mother had to rebuke him periodically and say, you know, you're not behaving the way you should behave.
妈妈呢通常呢需要责备他，通常会说呢，你看你的行为是你作为一个青少年不应该做的。
And she used to say to him on occasion, if you don't behave, you won't have enough to clothes to wear on this wedding day. All you'll have is a string around your neck. You won't have a loving flowing garment. You'll just have a string around your neck.
所以呢，他说呢，如果你现在呢，你表现不好的话呢，那么说呢，在你结婚的时候呢，你婚礼的时候，你不会有很多好看的衣服，你只会说是在你的脖子上有一个绳子在那套在你的脖子上，其他的呢，所有的那些好看的衣服你都不会有。
And you didn't hear it, but Norma was laughing when I told that story.
那你们大家可能也听到了，当他讲这个故事的时候，Norma在旁边笑。
Because Norma knew the friend as well as I did, and the circumstances, and it wasn't terribly serious, but it was a warning just the same. I think his mother said to him with a twinkle in her eye, you'll only have a string around your neck. But she said it nevertheless, and we all remembered it.
那这个呢，其实呢，诺曼笑的原因是因为这个人呢，他们都熟悉，他们也就是说以前在同样的环境中也碰到过，所以呢，他们知道当时他的妈妈在教训那个孩子说的是什么一种意思和什么一种状况，所以他实际上就是说，在你眨眼之间看到你脖子上呢，只套着一个绳子，而不是有衣服穿。
So here's the question, how is your wedding dress coming? Looking pretty good?
所以这里是问题，你的婚礼的衣服看起来怎么样？看起来很美吗？
Now's the time to make sure that you got lots to wear on wedding day.
所以呢，现在就是这个时间。你要确保在婚礼的时候呢，你有大量的衣服可穿。
Verse number 9, then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God.
第九节那时候呢，天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Okay, two kinds of people at the wedding. One is the bride, and the other are the invited guests.
所以呢，有两类的人在婚礼上，一个呢，一类的就是新娘，另一类是被邀请来的宾客。
So who is the bride? The bride, according to Ephesians and many other passages in scripture, the bride is all the Christians who trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior from the day of Pentecost until the rapture of the church. Lots of people in that 2,000 years.
那个到底说谁是新娘呢？根据以弗所书还有圣经上其他的很多地方的人来讲呢，就是在五旬节以后，所有的相信了主耶稣基督的那些基督徒，就是在这2000多年之间的这样的一些基督徒。
So the other question then is, all right, who are the guests? If the bride is the church,And Jesus is the groom, who are going to be the guests?
那现在的问题是呢，那其他的那些宾客是谁呢？如果教会是新娘，主耶稣基督是新郎的话，那么说呢，那些宾客是谁呢？
And the answer would be all the believers of the Old Testament and all the tribulation saints, all of them on both sides of the church.They will be the guests coming to this glorious, absolutely amazing wedding, the bride and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一答案呢，就是说呢，是所有的在旧约时代的信徒，还有那些在大灾难期间信主的那些圣徒，这所有的都来参加这一个非常美丽的荣耀的婚礼。
And then this angel said to John, now John, these are the true words of God.
然后那个天使跟使徒约翰说，约翰，这是神真实的话。
So why would the angel put that in there?
为什么天使要把说这句话呢？
I think because there are some things that we consider to be too good to be true.
那有认为呢，这里呢，是因为从某种意义上来说呢，我们认为有些东西太好了，以至于难以相信。
John looked at what was going to happen. He saw wedding day. And he said, this is too wonderful. It's maybe so good that I just can't believe it. It's so good. And the angel said to him, John, don't worry. This is actually going to happen.
因为这个呢，我认为当时使徒约翰呢，他看见了这样如此美丽的一个画面，所以那个使徒约翰说，哎呀，这个太美了，难以置信。所以那个天使就跟使徒约翰说，约翰，不要担心，这一切都会真实的发生的。
Verse 10 says that this I fell at the angel's feet to worship him.
第十节说呢，这样呢，我就倒，伏拜在天使的脚下。
Why would he do that?
他为什么要这么做？
Because the whole thing was so amazing. He just couldn't believe it. He thought, I've never seen anything as good as this. I've been around all my life. But he says, I've never seen anything like this picture of the wedding feast with the Lord and the Lamb. And the bride, he said, this is too good. So he fell down to worship an angel.
那实际上因为当时的那个使徒约翰呢，他说呢，哎呀，这个太美了，这个画面太美了，所以他简直是令他难以置信。所以呢，他看到了这个时候，那个这个画面美到那个羔羊啊，所有的圣徒啊，还有都在这里。每到他难以置信，所以他开始呢敬拜那个告诉他的天使。
And the angel said to him, don't do that. What's the matter with you, John? Don't you know not to worship angels?
所以呢天使说呢不要那么做。约翰你是有什么毛病吗？不要敬拜天使。
And I think John probably said, oh, I'm awfully sorry, but this is so wonderful.
有人认为John说的，约翰说的，非常对不起，因为这一切呢，太神奇了。
When was the last time you were so overwhelmed with joy that you did something foolish?
所以上一次你因为被这个极大的喜乐给压倒了，然后呢崩溃了，你就做了一些愚蠢的事是什么时候？
Is this going to be a big deal?
这个是一件很大的事吗？
This is going to be a big deal.
这将是一件非常大的事。
Don't ever underestimate it.
所以呢永远不要低估了这样一件事。
All of history from the days of Adam and Eve until this day have been looking forward to this marvelous day when people will be united to their God and they will be married to Him in the delightful sense of that phrase.Absolutely overwhelming. John says it's so good, I can't handle it.
实际上呢，自从亚当夏娃以来呢，超过几千年呢，所有的人都在盼望着这一刻，盼望着人呢，可以和他的神呢联合在一起，可以嫁给他们的教会，可以嫁给他们的新娘。新郎主耶稣，所以这一切的一切呢，都是如此的美妙， 如此的具有压倒性，所以那个当时的是使徒约翰他说呢，啊，这个太美了，太美了，我真的是把持不住了。
And so the angel keeps going. He says, "I'm your fellow servant with you, and I'm a fellow servant of your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. We all love the same Lord Jesus." You, a man, me, an angel, but we all love the same. I'm just along with you and your brothers and sisters.
然后这个天使呢，就跟使徒约翰说呢，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄都是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。所以这里他就讲呢，所有的人，你那些弟兄姊妹，那些信主的，我和你们一样，我们都是到这里来敬拜主耶稣基督的。
So the angel says, worship God. Yeah, we do that. For it's the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus.
那这个天使说你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣做见证的。
What is prophecy all about? It's all about bearing testimony to Jesus.
所有的预言都是做什么的呢？他就是为了为主耶稣基督做见证的。
What are we trying to do at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and wherever else we go? We want to tell people about Jesus. That's what we want to do.
因为我们在16节教会呢，我们做的是什么呢？不管我们在哪里，我们都要告诉别人关于我们的主耶稣基督，这就是我们所有要做的。
So after seeing a picture of the wedding, verse 11 says, John says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True.
第十一节呢，我们发现读到呢，就是我观看，见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战。都按公义。
And it goes on with justice. He judges and wages war.
下面继续说，他审判征战都按着公义。
And the question is, who is this heavenly, warrior?
问题呢，是谁是这个天上的武士呢？
And all of the description suggests,that it is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所有的那个经文呢，都认为呢，这是主耶稣基督他自己。
His eyes are like blazing fire. He's the judge.
所以他的眼睛呢，是像一个那种放火的那个光，他就是那个法官。
On his head are many crowns. He's the boss.
他头上戴着许多冠冕，他是主宰一切的。
He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself.
他又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没人知道。
No one knows how great the Lord Jesus Christ is.
没有人知道主耶稣基督主耶稣基督有多么的伟大。
He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood.
因为他穿着溅了血的衣服。
He's the judge, and he's killed a lot of wicked people.
他就是那个法官，他杀了很多的邪恶的人。
His name is called the Word of God.
他的名字呢，称之为神之道。
And there's a sense in which his great sword is the Bible.
所以在某种意义上呢，他的那个剑就是圣经。
And he will go up to people and he will simply say, the Bible says you are wrong.
他就会呢去跟那些人说，简单的说，圣经说很简单，你们都错了。
Amazing. What's he doing? He's coming to set everything right. He's already had the marriage supper of the Lamb, and now he's coming to completely defeat everything on the world.
因为他就在干什么呢？实际上他是在天上完成了婚宴，所以呢，他现在要来到地球上，把一切的东西都纠正过来，把所有的邪恶呢都摧毁。
The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean.
现在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
Who are dressed in fine linen, white and clean?
谁在穿那些洁白的细麻衣呢？
Well, that would be the bride, wouldn't it?
那就是那些新娘，是不是？
So, if you see the bridegroom after the wedding, who do you usually see with him?
因为如果你看见了在婚礼中看见了新郎，那么谁会跟着新郎呢？
The bride.
新娘。
That's what the happy marriage is. The bridegroom comes along and brings his bride with him. Of course he does.
这就是幸福的婚姻，就是这样的。当那个新郎来的时候呢，他一定会带着他的新娘。
Now, there's a bit of a problem in our society.
在我们当今的社会呢，有一点点的问题。
It goes like this. A woman has a beautiful bridal gown.
Bridal gown.
Bridal gown is a bridal dress.
Okay. 所以说那一个非常美丽的那个新娘呢，她有一个很好看的婚纱。
Okay. So she wears this beautiful bridal dress, and then when the wedding's over, she puts it on a hanger or in a box in her closet, and she never wears it again.
就是呢，他当时呢，他婚礼结束以后，他就把婚纱脱下来，或者挂在衣柜里，或者放在一个盒子里，然后永远再不穿这件衣服了。
Now, frankly, that's kind of dumb.
所以坦率地说，这有点愚蠢。
She looks really good in it. Why can't she wear it again?
所以呢，她穿婚纱的时候很漂亮，为什么她不再穿了呢？
But that's not the case here.This bride, she gets all dressed up in her linen to wear to the wedding, and then when she comes with the groom to back to the earth, she's still wearing those nice white clothes.
这些呢，就是恰恰的是发生在这里。当时呢，这些新娘呢，她结婚的时候，她穿着又白又细的细麻衣。然后呢，她现在这里新娘又来了，她仍然穿着那个又美又白的细麻衣。
So that's very, very interesting. Who's going to be looking at the bride when she comes back with the groom?
这里是非常非常有趣的。那么当新娘回到新郎那的时候呢，谁会来照顾新娘呢？
And the answer is the people who are living on the earth.
所以呢，这就是说是答案是那些住在地球上的人。
So let's just pretend a story now. We'll just make this story up, but it's not far from the truth.
所以呢，我们现在讲这个故事，这个故事编出来的，但是呢，它离那个真理呢不是太远。
Let's say that you know somebody, maybe even somebody in your family or close to you, and you know them well, and you love them, and you go to great expense to help them, to encourage them, and to tell them about Jesus.
你这里假设呢，有一个人，他可能呢就是你家里的人，或者说你最亲近的人，你最亲近的朋友。所以呢，这个时候呢，其实你呢花了很多钱，你去到他那里去，你去帮助他认识主耶稣。
And the Lord looks down from heaven and he sees that and he says to you, you know what? I'm just going to make a lot of linen out of that, and I'm going to make a beautiful part of your dress. It's going to be just that particular act of kindness that you did for that person.
那这个主呢，他在天上呢看见了你，他就说呢，你知道吗？你那么的友好，对他，就是花费了那么多，所以我在天上呢，我要为你准备一个和你付出的相同代价的那样的细麻衣给你。
And that person doesn't respond and turn to Jesus. And maybe many of his or her friends laugh at you because of it, and they don't turn to Jesus either.
那你的朋友呢，或者你家人，他那个人呢，他没有接受你，没有回应你，他没有去相信主耶稣基督，而且他的其他的很多的朋友可能也会在嘲笑你，他们也没有接受主耶稣，因为你的传道。
And you die and you get to go up to heaven and you're with the Lord Jesus Christ and you're wearing this beautiful white linen dress and then you come back to the earth, you still got that dress on and that person you did this for. And those who watched you do it, they're still on the earth and they see the king with his sword coming down and you're beside him and you are wearing those beautiful garments that were made by you by reaching out to him or her. And they say, wow, I could have trusted Jesus. I didn't. She got all the glory. What a fool was I. Look at how beautiful they look. And I could have trusted Jesus too.
所以呢，这个假设呢，那一天你死了，你到了天上去以后呢，你穿上了主耶稣为你准备好的那个又洁又白的细麻衣，然后呢，这一天呢，你和主耶稣基督就是王带着他的剑一起来到地球上，碰到了你以前去传福音的那一批人，他们那些人说呢，看了。 看他穿的那个多漂亮的那个婚纱，穿着多漂亮的衣服啊！他本来呢，我们是可以相信主耶稣基督的，我们要相信的主耶稣基督呢，我们也会穿的那么漂亮。你看现在我们却没有相信，我们多么的愚蠢啊！你看看他有多么的美丽，我们有多么的愚蠢。
Sometimes you do something that is good. Nothing comes of it, and you say, who cares? Who saw? What difference does it make?
因为有些时候你做那些好事，实际上呢，没有什么效果。你就会说呢，谁关心呢？谁知道呢？反正谁要去做这些事呢？有什么意义呢？有什么区别呢？
God says, I saw. I care. and I'm going to bring that very thing all around, and on judgment day, that very kindness that you performed, that's going to bring glory to you and conviction to those who see it repeated long after you're dead and gone.
因为实际上呢，神说呢，我看见，我关心这件事情，我在意这件事情。 所以呢，一人在审判日的那一天呢，你看看你所做的一切的义，做的一切的善行，实际上神呢，都给你得到了奖赏。你看看地球上那些人，你看看他们，所以说你关心的那些人，神其实是关心，神也在意你所做的一切。All
right, verse number 15 says, coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter or a rod of iron.
这里呢，第十五节呢，讲到的呢，就是有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们。
He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
所以他必要穿全能神列弄的酒状, 在他的衣服和大腿上有名写着说, 万王之王, 万主之主。
So he's coming out of heaven. Verse 17 says, I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, saying, come together for the great supper of God.
这个呢, 它是从天堂之下呢, 第17节说呢, 你看, 我又看见一位天使站在日头中, 向天空所飞的鸟大声喊着说, 你们要聚集来赴神的大宴席。
Very strange. Verse 18, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and the mighty of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small.
这里呢, 非常的奇怪。 第18节说呢,可以吃君王与将军的肉,仗士与马和骑马者的肉,并一切自主的为奴的,以及大小人民的肉。What's
going to happen? There's going to be an extremely great slaughter. And it's going to be the eagles and the vultures and the other creatures of the air that are going to come down to devour the corpses because there won't be people to bury them.
所以这里呢其实是有一个很大的一个大屠杀在地球上，所以呢这里会发生什么呢？天上的那些鹰和那些飞鸟，他们都会降下来吃地上的所有的尸体的肉，因为地上的尸体呢没有人去埋葬他们。
Verse 19 says, then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army.
第19节说呢, 我看见那兽和地上的君王并他们的众军都积聚要与骑白马的并他的军兵征战。
Many have heard of the battle of Armageddon, the great battle at the end of the tribulation period when Jesus Christ is declared to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为你们中间很多人都听到过那个亚马基多顿的那个大战，就是在大灾难结束的时候，主耶稣基督要成为万王之王、万主之主的最后的和地上的一场战争。
When is that battle? It's right here, Revelation 19:19.
这个战争呢会在哪里呢? 就是在启示录的第19章的第19节。
Where is it going to happen? It's going to happen at Armageddon, the hill of Megiddo, right in northern Israel. All the kings of the earth are going to be gathered together and they're going to say, we are going to fight against the God of Jerusalem and we're going to kill him and we're going to take over this world.
这里呢发生在哪里呢? 就是说发生在亚美基多顿，在美基多顿实际上是在以色列北部的一个地方， 地球上所有的君王呢，他们都要聚集在一起，他们要与耶路撒冷城的王征战。他们说呢，我们会打败这个耶路撒冷城的王，我们要统治地球。
Jesus is going to come back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He'll come back as the Word of God with the sword in his mouth.
主人意思就是他要再来，他要来的时候呢，他是万王之王、万主之主，他是作为神的道来的，在他的嘴里有神的道是作为剑从他口里吐出来。
And if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're part of the Bride of Christ, then after the wonderful marriage supper of the Lamb, you're going to come back with the Lord Jesus Christ for that battle.
所以呢，如果你信的主耶稣基督，那么说呢，你就是他的新娘。那么说呢，在这个时候呢，你就会和主耶稣基督一起来与地上的所有的人呢征战。
And so the question is, of course, what's your job going to be when the Lord Jesus Christ is conquering all his enemies? What will your job be as part of the bride of Christ?
所以呢，这问题是呢，你作为新娘呢，当主耶稣基督征服那地球上的一切敌人的时候呢，你作为新娘，你的工作是什么呢？
And the answer is you get to stand there and watch.
当然是你会站在那里观看。
We don't have to fight the battle. Jesus fights the battle.
我们不用去打仗，因为主耶稣基督为我们打仗。
What do? We say thank you, Lord Jesus, and we rejoice in the battle.
所以呢，我们怎么做呢？我们就说谢谢您，主耶稣基督，我们来观看这样一场战争。
There were battles somewhat like that in the Bible.Jehoshaphat won the great battle against Moab, Ammon, and the Edomites, and he didn't have to fight. His army didn't fight. God did all the fighting.
其实圣经里有这么一个故事，实际上约瑟法那个王呢，当时他在亚门人和那些摩押人还其他的所有的人呢侵略他们的时候呢，他并没有去打仗，他只是在那里看着。观看神呢为他打了所有的仗。
But Jehoshaphat didn't have to fight. He just got to enjoy the spoils.
所以呢约瑟法呢他不用去打仗，他呢只要去享受所有的战利品。
And the same is true when Hezekiah was up against Sennacherib and God won the battle and all Hezekiah had to do was watch and get the spoils and say hallelujah. That's the way we are. We're going to be part of that battle. But Jesus will do all the fighting. We'll watch and we'll get spoils too.
因为这个同样的呢发生在西西家王那个身上，当时呢神也是为他打了仗，所有的他要做的呢就站在那观看他去赞美神，然后呢享受所有的战利品。那么我们要做的也是一样，当主耶稣基督为我们征战的时候呢，我们也是站在那里观看，我们不用打仗，我们在那里赞美神感谢神，然后我们也享受所有的战利品。
But remember now that there are two greatenemies of God in the world at this time, the beast who heads up the economic and the military and political world, he's the beast, and with him the false prophet, and he is the one who heads up the religious world, and these two men are still in the world.
记住呢，当时神的最大的两个敌人呢，一个就是那个野兽，野兽代表了呢世界上所有的政治、军事和经济的力量，然后就是那个假先知，假先知代表了什么？代表所有的地上的那些伪的宗教系统，其实那个时候他们那个兽和假先知还在那里。
But the beast was captured. He wasn't killed.The beast was captured, and with the beast, the false prophet who had performed the signs on behalf of the beast. With these signs, he had deluded those who received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
第二也是说呢，当时那兽呢被擒拿，那兽并没有被杀，那兽那在兽前行歧视，迷惑受兽印记和拜兽像之人的假先知也与兽同被擒拿，他们两个就要活活地被扔在烧着硫磺的火湖里。
There were two people in the Old Testament who never died.One was Enoch, and the other was Elijah.
因为呢，在旧约时代呢，有两个人呢，从来就没有死过。一个是以诺，另外一个就是以利亚。
God took them both up to heaven.
神把他们两个呢，直接接到了天堂。
These are two who never died, the beast and the false prophet. They never died.
这也是两个从来没有死的人，一个呢就是那个野兽，另外一个就是假先知。
God just threw them both into the lake of fire.
神就把他们两个呢，就是扔到火湖里了。
哇。
哇。
Verse 21, the rest were killed with the sword, coming out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus, the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on the flesh.
第二十一节说，其余的被骑白马种，骑白马者口中出来的箭击杀了，飞鸟都吃饱了他们的肉。
That's pretty scary stuff.
这是一个非常可怕的事情。
The book of Revelation, heading up to this point in chapter 19. All the preaching of the Old Testament prophets heading up to this point in chapter 19. The exaltation of the church, the destruction of the evil religion, and the ultimate destruction of all the enemies of God.
所以启示录呢，到了这一个点，都只说这一点。然后呢，所有的旧约时代的先知呢，都指出了这一点。到了启示录这个时候呢，来到这一点，就是说呢，所有的教会的成员都被提升在天上去了。地上的所有的呢，那些邪恶的拒绝神的人呢，都会被摧毁。所有的地球上的那些不信主的人，最后都会被完全的摧毁。
That's why all the excitement at the beginning of chapter 19.
这就是为什么在那个启示录第十九章开始的时候，他们为什么都那么兴奋。
It's finally come.
最后终于来了。
And they're all excited. The whole world is excited because God is finally going to complete His great work.
因为这个呢，所有的人呢都非常兴奋，在地球上所有人都非常兴奋，因为神最终他要实现他所说的话。
I'm not sure what it's like in your house, but when I was a little boy, I used to get excited about Christmas.
我不知道在你们家里会是什么样的，但是当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我通常呢都认为都盼望着圣诞节，圣诞节我会感到非常兴奋。
I used to like Christmas because we would get lots of nice gifts. I'd get some new toys. I'd get some new clothes.We'd have lots and lots of really good food, and we got to play games. Christmas was a wonderful time.
我非常喜欢圣诞节，因为圣诞节呢，我会得到呢大量的礼物，我也会得到大量的玩具，我也会得到大量的好吃的食物。我们在这个圣诞节期间呢，我们也会玩大量的游戏，所以呢。我非常的喜欢圣诞节，圣诞节是很美的一个节日。
Sometimes the little children get so excited they can hardly handle it, and they say, "Tomorrow is Christmas, tomorrow is Christmas, tomorrow is." They get all, it's so exciting. Tomorrow is Christmas.
所以呢，有时候那些小男孩呢，他们甚至是说兴奋到不能自制、自控的那种状态，他们说。啊，明天就是圣诞节，明天就是圣诞节，明天就是圣诞节，明天圣诞节太好了。
All right, what have we got here?
那这里会我们看到什么呢
？We've got the history of the world so far, at least 6,000 years. The history of the world, all building up to this point. Do you think the people are going to get excited?Yes, they're going to get excited.
所以呢，这里呢，到这一点呢，人类的所有的历史到目前为止大概6000年，这些年所有的时刻呢，都在为这一刻准备，都这一刻都马上就要到了。你认为地球上的人会怎么样呢？他们所有的人都会感到非常的兴奋。
And the people in heaven getting excited and saying it's marvelous. Tomorrow, God is going to complete his great work. And the angels get excited and everybody gets excited. All heaven rejoices. That's the beginning of chapter 19. Why? Because in chapter 19, the evil religion is destroyed. The church is married to the bridegroom, and the armies of the world are defeated. What a marvelous day that's going to be.
因为这个呢，天上发生什么事情呢？天上的一切的所有的天津天使，他们都会非常的兴奋，他们都在欢呼。他们说呢，从启示录第十九章开始呢，神呢要终于要实现他所说的那些伟大的话了。所以呢，所有的那个教会呢，都要成为主耶稣基督的新娘，他要嫁给主耶稣，婚宴要在这里开始。 然后地球上呢，所有那些邪恶的宗教、邪恶的力量呢，都会被完全的摧毁。整个呢，世界呢，整个天上的所有的天使呢，都会欢呼。
And the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. That's how 19 ends. What happens in chapter 20? I saw an angel coming down out of heaven.
所以这个呢，所有的在第十九章启示录结束的时候呢，所有的这些啊，这些伪宗教啊，这野兽啊，都被会扔到火湖里。那么在第启示录第二十章发生了什么呢？第一节说呢，我看见一个天使从天上下来。
Thank you, Roy. That's what they call multitasking. He reads it and he brings it up on the screen and he listens all at the same time. Marvelous.
Thank you, praise the Lord.
All right, so verse 1 again. I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He sees the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil and Satan. And bound him for 1,000 years.
第二十章的第一节、第二节说呢，我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着五顶根的钥匙和一条大链子。他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，也叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑1,000年。Did
you get excited about that?
你为这个感到兴奋激动吗？
They tell me that when a war is over, there is often great celebration.
他们告诉我呢，就是当一个战争结束的时候呢，通常有极大的欢庆。
There was a day in 1945 when the armies of Hitler and his allies were defeated, and all of Europe was rejoicing.
这个呢，就是在1945年的一天，当希特勒和他的轴心国呢被完全打败的时候，所有的欧洲和整个世界呢都欢呼。People
didn't go to bed early that night. They stayed up and rejoiced. They didn't stay at home. They went onto the streets. And they were celebrating and shouting, and everybody was elated. The war is over, they said. The war is over. How wonderful. The war is over.
当时呢，那一天晚上，他们并没有早早的入睡，他们也没有待在家里，他们所有的人呢，都跑到街上去欢庆欢呼，他们都高声说：“那个战争结束了，战争结束了，战争结束了。”
What was the end of the battle like? This terrible dragon, the serpent, the devil, Satan, four terrible names. For this awful person, the devil, or this often character, the devil.
因为这个呢，就是说那个魔鬼呀、啊、兽啊、那个假先知啊、撒旦呢、啊，这四个就是可怕的这个可怕的名字，这完完全全呢都被那个摧毁了。
All right, verse 3. This angel threw the devil into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until 1,000 years were ended. And after that, he must be set free for a short time.
三节说呢，扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用硬封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那一千年完了，他要暂时释放他。
Now remember, in the Bible, there are two places of judgment.
所以呢，大家记住，在圣经里有两个地方有那个审判。
There is the lake of fire, and that is the place of eternal judgment. Nobody ever comes out of that place.
那里有一个火湖，火湖呢，那个就是永恒的审判，没有人能从火湖里出来。
And this other place is called the abyss or the bottomless pit. And it is a place of temporary, confinement.
这个呢，另外一个地方呢，被称为无底坑。无底坑呢，这是一个临时的禁锢魔鬼的地方。
In Canada, we have two places like that.
在加拿大呢，我们有两个类似的地方。
If a person is expected to be guilty of a serious crime, maybe a murder, then they would arrest the man. And they would put him into jail.
因为这个呢，如果有一个人他去犯了重罪，就像谋杀了那些之类的偷盗抢劫那个罪，他们首先呢会被下到监狱里去。
And they would keep him in this place called jail until his trial and his official sentencing.
因为他们呢把他们呢就先关在这个监狱里，直到他们的判决书下来。
Then when his guilt is proven, he will be judged and sentenced, and then he will be assigned to prison.
因为他们呢这个时候呢，当他的罪名成立的时候呢，最后呢他就会被送到最后的那个监牢里面。
So Satan will be bound and he will be put into the abyss until after the 1,000 years. Then he will be released, found guilty, and he will be cast into the lake of fire.
那撒旦呢，他这个时候呢，他会被暂时的禁锢在这个无底坑里，无底坑里，然后呢，他被会释放出来，最终呢，他被会扔到火湖里去。
So the abyss then, called the bottomless pit, that's like jail, and the prison is like the lake of fire, and that's the other equivalent. The devil now is in the abyss because his judgment is not final, and the beast and the false prophet, they didn't go to jail. They went directly into the lake of fire. They will never come out from there.
因为这里两个地方呢，就是说这个无底坑呢，有点像我们这边监狱，那么这个火湖呢，就像是那个牢。最终呢，其实那个撒旦呢，他是先被放在无底坑里，因为他最终的审判还没有来到。但是那个兽呢和假先知呢，他们并没有被关到无底坑里，他们直接被扔到火湖里去了。
All right, verse 4 says, I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the soul of those who had been beheaded.Because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God, they had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands, they came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
第四节说呢，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1,000年。
So there is going to be a period of 1,000 years during which the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign.
所以这里呢有一段时间有1,000年，这1,000年呢是主耶稣基督在作王。
And he will reign on the earth for 1,000 years. There will be 1,000 years of complete peace, harmony, happiness on the world, because there will be no sin in the world for 1,000 years.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢就会完完全全的统治地上1,000年。这1,000年呢，是因为这些是完完全全的和平的、和谐的啊，没有任何的。没有其他的，没有战争的1,000年，因为在这个地上1,000年之间呢，没有罪。
We call that period the millennium.
我们把这段时间称之为千禧年。
It's called millennium because in the Latin language, mille means 1,000 and ennium means years. 1,000 years.Millennium.
因为呢，这个被称之为千禧年呢，是因为拉丁词的那个 million 是代表1,000 ，millennium 是代表年，所以这 millennium 是代表1,000年。
So the Lord Jesus Christ will reign for 1,000 years. The question is, who will be on the earth for that 1,000 years?
所以主耶稣基督会作王1,000年，那问题是在当时地球上的那些人是谁了？
And it will be those who had lived on the earth at the time when the Lord Jesus Christ came back in Revelation 19, those who had not followed the beast, the false prophet, and the devil, those who still believed in Jesus,During that time, they will continue on the earth.
因为就是那一群人，那群人就是启示录讲的，主耶稣基督从天上下来，19章讲的，从天上下来的时候，那些从大灾难中走过来的，仍然活着的，那些没有拜过兽，没有拜过假先知的那些人。
They will probably not be.Great in number, any more than those who came through the flood with Noah were great in number.
所以呢，那个时候呢，那些人呢，人数可能不会是太多，他们甚至呢，可能跟当时挪亚那个大洪水以后活下来的人数，活下来的人的人数差不多。
But they will reproduce and multiply and fill the earth just as the descendants of Noah and the descendants of Adam did.
因为他们会在地球上呢，他们会重新的繁殖繁衍，就像呢是在挪亚大洪水以后，或者挪亚的后裔开始繁衍，他们当时呢会有很多的繁衍出很多的人生活在地球上。
But there are going to be other people as well. Verse 4, the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God, they will be returned to the earth.
这个呢，另外呢，还有一些人，那些人呢，是第四节说的，就是那些跟主耶稣基督做见证的，而神之道被斩者的灵魂，他们也会回到地球上来。
They were resurrected, the end of verse 4. They came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们会被复活，所以呢，第四节说，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1,000年。
So Jesus Christ is the king, he's the boss.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他是王，他是主宰。
And then reigning with him on the earth will be all these who were his servants, during the days of persecution.
所以呢，下面呢，这一切呢，和他一起统治的呢，都是那些在被迫害期间被杀害的那些人。
And we're not really sure where all we fit. Probably we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We will have some responsibilities and we will reign with him in one sense. I'm just not sure precisely where we're going to be or how. All I know is we're going to be with Jesus.
因为我们教会的我们这些圣徒被提上去呢在哪里呢其实我不是很清楚我们到底怎么样去以什么形式但是我所知道的呢就是我们会和主耶稣基督在一起协助他去做一些什么事儿所以说所有我知道的呢就是说呢我们会与主耶稣基督在一起。
So those who had not worshipped the beast,or its image didn't receive the mark in its forehead or hands, they, verse 5, the rest of these, dead did not come to life. Sorry, I'm confused. Verse 4 again, they had not received, not worshiped the beast or its image. They had not received the mark on their foreheads.They rose again and reigned with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5, this is the first resurrection.
这你刚才讲到的呢就是第四节第五节说呢那些人呢他们复活了与基督一同作王1,000年这是头一次的复活。
But verse 5, the rest of the dead who did not follow the Lord Jesus Christ,They did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended.
第五节说呢，其余的死人还没有复活，就是那些没有信主耶稣基督的人，只等到1,000年完了。
So not everybody gets resurrected at the same time.
也并不是说每个人都是在同一时间复活。
Verse 6, blessed.And holy are those who share in the first resurrection.
第六节说这头一次复活有份的有福了。
So this first resurrection is wonderful because they will reign and serve with the Lord Jesus Christ for 1,000 years.
所以呢这些呢第一次复活的这些人呢他们是有福的因为他们会与主耶稣基督统治地球1,000年。
The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
第六节又说呢第二次死在他身上没有在他们身上没有权柄他们必做神和基督的祭司并要与基督一同作王1,000年。
They have two jobs. Job number one is they will be priests.Job number two, they will reign.
所以他们有两个工作。第一个工作呢，他们将会是祭司。第二个呢，他们是要与主耶稣基督一同作王。
So that's marvelous. Our job in life now is to be priest. We don't have the reigning job. Nobody comes to you and says, what do you think we should do regarding the problems in Canada?We don't do that. We fulfill the priestly role.
所以呢我们的工作呢就是作为祭司就是呢我们不用去做统治的工作没有人能来告诉我们问我们说呢你们告诉我们加拿大应该怎么统治所以我们主要是我们的工作就是祭司。
During the millennium, the men of God will be priests and they will be ruling as well. They will have a priestly function like Aaron and they will have a ruling function like Moses. They will be together with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is both priest and king. So his servants will have a priestly function and a reigning function.
实际上呢，在那个当时的千禧年的那些人呢，他有一个这些，他有两个工作，他两个工作呢，同时呢，就是说他们就作为祭司，就像亚伦那样，他们也同时要统治，他们就像摩西那样，所以呢，他和亚伦和摩西的工作呢，他们这些人呢结合在一起，他们和主耶稣基督一同统治这个世界。
All right, well, that's the end of our time for today. We've covered a lot of territory, but it's marvelous. The day is coming when God is going to finish the work that he began. And so in chapter 19 and 20, you see the windup of everything that's been going on in the world since the days of Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. He began a work in Adam and Eve, and he's going to finish it, not in Eden, but he'll finish it at Armageddon and thereafter.
这个呢，就是所有的，我们今天呢，就停在这里，因为时间的关系。我们今天呢讲了很多的东西，这些东西呢实际上都是很神奇的东西。实际上这里所有的一切呢，我们就发现了神的工作，它实际上呢是在从伊甸园，从亚当夏娃就已经开始了，一直他的工作到了这个时候，在亚美基督顿呢就结束了。这以后呢，神的工作在这亚美基督顿以后，神的工作就基本结束了。
All right, well, that's basically the story thus far. We covered a lot of territory today. And I apologize for going quickly, but we're trying just to get through Revelation. As we go, we don't learn everything, but we get exposed to a great lot. We conclude one thing. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And he's going to continue to be Lord. Jesus is Lord. He will be Lord. And he must be Lord today.
现在这个呢，我们因为就是说呢，今天呢也是就是谈到了很多东西，所以呢我抱歉，因为我这个讲的速度太快了。所以呢，我们不是说我们通过这个学习呢学到所有的东西，但是起码呢，我们是学到了一些东西。我们得出的结论呢，就是主耶稣基督他就是主，他过去是主，现在是主，将来是主，他永远是主，所以他今天他必须是我们的主。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
Amen.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that the end is so encouraging.
主啊，我们非常感恩，这个结局呢是非常令人鼓舞。
Evil is destroyed.
魔鬼被摧毁了。
Righteousness prevails.
那个公义战胜。
Jesus Christ is King.
主耶稣基督是王。
And we get to live with him.
我们必须为他而活。
That's pretty good news, Lord.
这是很好的消息，主啊。
We're thankful.
我非常感恩。
Now, Lord, we pray that you'll just bless us. Help us to understand these great truths far beyond us. We can't understand anything, but we thank you for the glimpses that we get of your glorious future.
对主啊，求您能帮助我们，帮助我们去理解，帮助我们虽然离完全理解这个所有的神的真理也差得很远，但是起码的这里给了我们一瞥，我们能够看见将来那荣耀的时刻。
And we thank you for inviting us to be with you in these days, and our prayer is that when you invite us, each of us will say, Lord Jesus,I choose to believe you. I want to follow you. I come to you.
主啊，我们非常感恩你把我们每个人都带到这里参加这个学习，所以我们的祷告就是说呢，我们要相信主耶稣基督为我们的救主，我们要信主耶稣基督，我们要顺服主耶稣基督，我们每个人也说主耶稣基督，我来到你这里了。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for your patience.